So this is the podcast for Sterling United Methodist Church. We call it the Sunday Forecast, and we have Christmas music. Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Berkeloud with your Sunday Forecast. I hope that you are doing great, that you're getting excited about Christmas, and that things are rolling pretty well for you. Never perfect, but it's always good. So, hey, listen, first of all, before I do anything else, I want to tell you that I'm really excited about Grace Ministries on Saturday because, we will have the folks in our community kind of coming through. We'll be providing, a substantial gift in terms of the food, but also it's a really important day because we also try to add a little extra cheer, certainly with the cheer bags. There is a team of elves that have been working hard to take donations that you have provided so that we can provide items and gifts, really, that help families experience and celebrate the love of God here at Christmas. And so those will be distributed on Saturday morning. And I'm really thankful for all the ways in which many hands have made this possible. So thank you, thank you, thank you. That's awesome. So this Sunday at Sterling United Methodist Church, we're going to continue our Advent worship series called What Do You Fear? Insisting on hope this Advent. And the title for my message is, what do you fear? Even in our fear, we are called forward. So, kind of like what we've been talking about, in a world that still feels anxious and unsettled, we are paying attention to how God shows up, in the middle of ordinary life, how God shows up in the struggles. Maybe there's a heavy burden or anxiety or a loss that is going on, a medical diagnosis, or some really kind of heavy stuff. God still shows up in the midst of that and is speaking words like, sending messages like, "Do not be afraid," and frankly, inviting us next into this kind of gritty, determined kind of hope that moves us forward even when our knees are shaking. So we're going to visit that this week with our scripture. We will be hearing from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 36. I'm going to read that to you right now. I'm going to use the Common English Bible translation of that. Very familiar passage. It's the story of Mary and the angel Gabriel, one of the most familiar scenes in the Christmas story, and also one of the most unsettling ones, because it begins with confusion and fear and a life that is about to be turned upside down. So here's the word. When Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, remember Elizabeth, we've talked about her already. When Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a city in Galilee, to a virgin who was engaged to a man named Joseph, a descendant of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And when the angel came to her, he said, "Rejoice, favored one, the Lord is with you." And she was confused by these words and wondered what kind of greeting that might be. And the angel said, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, Mary. God is honoring you. Look, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. And he will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over Jacob's house forever, and there will be no end to his kingdom." And then Mary said to the angel, "How will this happen? how will this happen since I haven't had sexual relations with a man? And the angel replied, the Holy Spirit will come over you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the one who is to be born will be holy, and he will be called God's Son. Look, even in her old age, your relative Elizabeth has conceived a son. The woman who was labeled unable to conceive is now 6 months pregnant. Nothing is impossible for God. Then Mary said, I'm the Lord's servant. Let it be with me, just as you have said. And then the angel left her, and Mary got up and hurried to a city in the Judean Highlands. She got out of there, right? And Mary's story reminds us that courage is not the absence of fear. She's confused. She asks real questions, and she still chooses to say, I'm the Lord's servant. Let it be with me as you have said. I don't know how she said that. I don't know the tremble in her voice, but it was something that would have been very hard to wrap a mind around. I am the Lord's servant. Let it be with me, as you have said. And she does that, trusting that God is with her and that nothing is impossible for God. That's what the angel promised. Even in her fear, she is called forward to carry Christ, to step into an unknown future, to trust that God will meet her on the road. So this week, as you and I are thinking about our lives, the things that scare us, the big changes that we didn't plan, I've had some of those just today, the questions that keep you up late at night, let's notice how Mary holds both her fear and her trust together. Maybe we can pray that same simple prayer. Let it be with me as you have said. And listen for how God might be calling us forward toward hope, toward service, toward something new, even in the middle of uncertainty. So you and I have a lot to talk about on Sunday. And I also want to encourage you, if you haven't already, to swing by our website, sterlingumc.org. And if you look at the link that is right there in the middle of the thing, or you can type that in and hit /Christmas, you'll find our very special Christmas page that's filled with lots of resources for the season, including a digital copy of our Advent devotion. And it is phenomenal. It's filled with art and music and poetry and really rock-solid biblical reflections on some of the themes and some of the things that we're talking about. So, please do check that out. Now, if online is not your thing, you're more of a kind of paper person, I dig that. I got you. So we have a limited number of printed devotional books available at the church as well. So just come by and pick those up and use that in the rest of your season. Reflect on that. Even though we're about halfway through Advent, it's still a great resource for you to pick up and use. So now, also, I want to tell you that next week is going to be really beautiful at Sterling because it will be the fourth Sunday of Advent and it's Cantata Sunday. So we have we cooked up our own cantata, actually. Willis is amazing. Dr. Willis is amazing. And so him and Sharon and the choir and our musicians have kind of worked really carefully to put together a musical journey using, remarkable English carols. I love English carols. And so it's called Be Not Afraid. It's the Be Not musical version, a cantata of English carols. And we'll go on a journey through the story of Christmas told in word and song. And with this music, our hearts will turn towards the promise of the joy that breaks through, breaks past our fear, just like we have been talking about. Through the voices and music of folks like Rutter and Holst and other beloved English composers, we're going to trace the path from night to dawn, from trembling to trust, from silence to a song that echoes across centuries saying, do not be afraid. Joy is on the way. So that's going to be a great, great time at our 10 o'clock worship service next Sunday, not this one, but next Sunday. And then later in that day, we will have a special longest night service. It will start at 4 p.m., about the time that you know the sun starts to go down. The 21st, that day, is the longest night of the year, the shortest day, longest night. And these are services, sometimes they're called Blue Christmas services, and they're Christian worship service held near the winter solstice. It will be on the day of the solstice this year, that makes intentional space for folks who are grieving and lamenting and to give quiet hope during this holiday season, even as it can be really challenging for folks. So if you are inclined to come to that service, it is a really helpful space. There's no expectation that you would do or say anything. It's just an opportunity to come and to bring those hard things where they need to be brought, right? And, you know, of course, we have Christmas Eve coming up and all kinds of really great things. So this is a great time to invite people to church. So if you want to invite a friend or a neighbor or a family member, maybe somebody who needs a word of encouragement or courage, maybe a community to walk with them through this season, this is a great time to invite people. So be sure to be thinking about that and praying about that and kind of reaching out to folks saying, hey, come with me to Christmas. Come with me on Christmas Eve or to some of these services. So listen, that's all the time that we have for this week. I'm so glad we had this chance to be together. God bless you. Take care of yourself. And I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.